to get it into Thornhill.
Get the shot up.
To get it to Engjoff.
This is the play you've been drilling in all those times in practice.
Thornhill over to Engjoff. Damos Den. Just throws it off for the championship. Yeah! 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 His teammates mob the court. Yeah!
That nobody believed in, bro. That's a fact. We are the team that Coach Rose was ranked last. They didn't respect us. There's 27 teams in this country, and we were ranked last. Tells everybody on every play, go with your pet. Because today we come in hard. We shouldn't be thankful to be here. We shouldn't be thankful that we're here. We shouldn't be on bended knee.
Hey, yo, they're sleeping on us. Quiet down, they're still sleeping on us. Hey, how we doing, baby?
Gators!
Finish on top of this. One play at a time.
Hey, finish up on three. One, two, three. Finish up!
Coming to you live. Ish from the beautiful rolling hills of the Eastern Townships, you've tuned into 88.9 CJMQ. I'm your host, Matt McCray, and welcome to the show. We open today's show with a sad story from the headlines Tuesday morning. The humpback whale, the majestic beast that was photographed numerously over the weekend from the Old Port, the spirit animal of the city of Montreal, has been found dead Tuesday morning. Marine experts say... Very, very sad. Consider this a bit of a tribute show. I know there's a lot of serious stuff going on in the world, but we're going to have a little bit of fun today, a little bit of levity, and we'll have a tribute to that majestic beast that unfortunately was found in the fresh waters of the St. Lawrence. Just off the shores of St. Lawrence, the ice is not ready for the Canadians tomorrow, Thursday, to open up their training camp. Shea Weber says he's going to train in BC. He's been nominated for the Masterson Trophy. We've got some new rules as the NHL is in phase two. They look to go into phase three. What is to be done with the Hornets, the Warriors, the Bulls, the Cavs, the Knicks, the T-Wolves, the Pistons, and the Hawks, the eight teams that didn't make the playoffs? We also examine the pending MLB draft tonight. The Toronto Blue Jays have a number 5 pick overall. U Sports Canada makes an announcement, but Bishops responds right back with what they plan to do for the pending UAS football season. Fight Island is a real thing, Dana White says, and a big name throws his hat back into the ring for the UFC 252 card. We also look at the card for UFC 251 on July 11th. We have some curling news to talk with Scott Pfeiffer and Lismore getting new coaching positions internationally. And again, our top story off the hour, the humpback whale found dead in the waters of the St. Lawrence. Unfortunately, our titanium take will take a closer look at Greta Thunberg and what she's been talking about, the pending environmental crisis. Names like David Suzuki and Bill Nye the Science Guy do cross my lips. A little bit of foreshadowing for you folks. So I'm your host, Matt McCray. You've tuned into 88.9 CJMQ. Don't go anywhere. Right. We'll be back.
Don't need no 5-star reservations. I got spaghetti and a cheap bottle of wine. Don't need no concert in the city. I got a stereo and the best of Patsy Cline. Ain't got no caviar, no Dom Perignon. But as far as I can see, I got everything I want. It may not be no French Riviera, same to me as long as I'm with you. Maybe a simple life, but that's okay, yeah. If you ask me, baby, I think I've got it made. Cause I got a roof over my head, the woman I love laying in my bed, and it's alright, alright. I got shoes under my feet, forever in the eyes staring back at me, and it's alright, alright. Yeah, I got all I need, and it's alright by
show. That was Darius Rucker with All Right. Darius Rucker will be our featured artist for the third segment of our show. You're going to hear a lot of his music from his Hootie and the Blowfish days to what he's currently releasing out there for the public. Great tune right there, a classic from Darius Rucker. As we jump into our first segment, First and 10, I get the top 10 sports topics from the week that is, that's going on, what sports are coming back, what sports have come back, and what are the phases that we're in. To phase one, to number one. The Montreal Canadiens made a couple of front office changes this week, and there seem to be more coming. For years, some in the media have pleaded to Jeffrey Molson to hire a president of hockey operations to oversee Marc Bergevin's work. However, considering Bergevin's experience and respect across the league from his peers, it's more than likely not going to happen. Unless you believe Journal de Montréal's Régent Tremblay. Tremblay is a very controversial reporter on the French side of the media, and he reports that former NHLer and Canadiens captain Vincent Danfous will be named the president of the Canadiens club next year. And I quote, and in a year, we should meet up with Jeff Molson, president of the board of directors, Franck-Marc Bélanger, president of the group CH, Vincent Danfous, president of the Montreal Canadiens Hockey Club. It is hard to believe that a person with zero experience in the front office would be brought in as president, but stranger things have happened. To number two, stranger things. Tomorrow, Montreal have been set to resume training camp, but the ice in Brossard is not ready. Reported not to be ready until the 19th of June. Montreal Canadiens captain is going to stay home in BC to train. As far as I know, our facility in Brossard isn't open yet. I have a good group of guys I can work with here, said Shea Weber, the captain, number six for the Bleu Blanc et Rouge. We will see what happens. Maybe it's just going to be off-ice training until the ice is ready for the players, but we don't know. In other Habs news, Carey Price and their wife announces baby number three is on the way. As they wait for the ice in Brossard, Montreal Canadiens goaltender will be very busy as they wait for their new addition to the Price family. To number four, we go to the NBA now as the Toronto Raptors coach Nick Nurse is set to lead the Raptors through uncharted waters with trademark flexibility. So Nurse has always been fond of experimenting with lineups, coverages, and plays throughout his career. He, of course, was the founder of load management with Kawhi Leonard. He has a new restart plan for the Toronto Raptors as they prepare to defend their 2019 title. Being an improvisational coach could be the key to their continued success as they look to defeat Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Milwaukee Bucks in the East and LeBron James in the West with the LA Lakers and, of course, Kawhi. A matchup with Kawhi and those LA Clippers would also be must-see TV. In other NBA news, the Toronto Raptors have an NBA championship to defend, a very long stay at the Disney Complex awaiting them, and plenty of answered questions as they set to restart the season. Will it work? Will they be successful? As the NBA's lone Canadian team, there's also one added complexity, the U.S. border. Who number six with the Major League Baseball draft set to go tonight? Your Toronto Blue Jays have the number five pick overall. They are set to add yet another young gun and a prospect to their already loaded lineup. So the Jays head into a one-of-a-kind MLB draft with a top five pick. It's been 23 years since the Toronto Blue Jays, with then GM Gord Ash selected center fielder Vernon Wells fifth overall in 1997. A lot has changed in 23 years since that draft when the Jays took Wells, and most has happened within the last 3 months. So this draft will be unlike any other in MLB history. Look for the Blue Jays to add yet another prospect to their very talented young guns of Guerrero, Biggio, and Bichette. Shifting gears now to U Sports here in Canada, there's an eligibility update. Clarification for AFA's returning students, taking into consideration pass-fail grades assignments to students in the 2020 semester. There have been modifications to the academic all-Canadian criteria to accommodate pass-fail grades, permitted AFAs to be awarded in the event that 2021 U Sports Championships are cancelled, that there will be no consumption of eligibility in the event that 2021 U Sports Championships are not offered, the maintaining of all current regulations for eligibility and AFAs for first-time entry and transfer students from all other jurisdictions, the maintaining academic standing regulations for 2019-2020 academic year stand. So athletes will not lose a year of eligibility. A decision on seniors who have surpassed their eligibility will have a new and unique situation. We go closer to home and to the shores of the mighty St. Francis and Massawippi. Bishop's plans to offer varsity sports in 2021 despite ASU football season suspension and U Sports Fall Championships cancellations. RSAQ is still hopeful. To Lennoxville, Quebec and the pages of Gators.ca, Bishop's University is hopeful there will be Gator varsity sports in 2021 despite the AUS, OUA and Canada West Conference suspending all fall sports and U Sports cancellations from fall championships. For Bishop's, this means women's soccer and women's rugby will not have a national championship. League play for all RSEQ and CUFLA sports remain scheduled. The AUS football regular season and playoffs will not take place. We are disappointed for our student athletes and coaches, but we understand health and safety is most important, said Matt McBride, Director of Athletics and Recreation at Bishop's University. We hope to have all of our student athletes from our 10 teams back on campus in the fall. Our next steps will depend on the government policies, provincial sports organizations, return to play guidelines, the RSEQ and CUFLA's plan, and Bishop's University's final decisions regarding details of the hybrid class model that will be offered in the fall. I'm optimistic as the RSEQ and Bishops continue to look at all options. End quote. That is from Matt McBride. And from one big tuna to another, we go from Matt McBride to Dana White. The UFC announced Tuesday morning that the UFC's much-discussed Fight Island will take place on Abu Dhabi's Yas Island, one of the Emirates' most popular leisure, shopping, and entertainment destinations. Fight Island is real. It is taking place, folks. In other UFC news, we've got Daniel Cormier coming out of retirement, coming out of the broadcast booth with Joe Rogan, set to take on UFC heavyweight champion Stipe Miocic for a third time on August 15th. Dana White announced on Tuesday morning's edition of ESPN's First Take. Also at UFC 251, the featherweight title rematch between Alexander Volkanovski and Max Holloway is set for 251, according to a report by Ariel Helwani of ESPN. The report indicates the bout set for July 11th, but the card has not yet been signed. Fight Island! Is McGregor coming back? The UFC is the most headline-dominant sport out there right now, folks. And to number 9, we jump to curling news as Scott Pfeiffer has been named by Curling Canada the official international coach of Canada's mixed doubles, as well as Mick Lismore has been named a Curling Canada official coach as well. To number 10, our lead story and our super sad story from CBC, wayward humpback whale beloved to Montrealers found dead floating in the St. Lawrence. Experts had hoped that the whale would return to Tadoussac, where it belonged. The humpback whale, first spotted near Montreal's Jacques Cartier Bridge on May 30th, drew hundreds of people to the old port over the weekend. The whale was last seen near the east end of the island on Sunday, and that was until, unfortunately, the whale's lifeless body was seen Tuesday morning drifting down the St. Lawrence River near Varennes, Quebec, about 30 kilometers downstream from the city. Simon LeBrun, a maritime pilot, spotted the whale near Beauregard Island and posted a video on social media. Officials from Fisheries and Oceans Canada said they had located the whale carcass. They are now trying to move the whale, which could weigh as much as 12 tons, to a shore as delicately as possible to perform a necropsy, a spokesman from the ministry said on Tuesday. The cause of the whale's death is not yet known. Robert Michaud, coordinator for the Quebec Maritime Mammal Emergency Network, said he doesn't doubt the whale in the video is the same as the one spotted by Montrealers last week. Michaud said a team will be on site to assist Fisheries and Oceans Canada as the Faculty of Veterinary Medicine at the University of Montreal has been called. According to Michaud, it was the first time a humpback whale has made its way to Montreal waters. It was first spotted in the city on May 30th near the Jacques Cartier Bridge, where it was last seen swimming near Pointe-aux-Trembles on Sunday morning. Very, very sad, heartfelt. We will have a whale tribute coming up with our titanium take. We've got some more Darius Rucker for you. We've got a Darius Rucker tribute. He is our featured artist here on a lovely Wednesday morning in the Eastern Townships. So we've got Dingo's flashback track. We've got a titanium take. We've got Take Me Home and a look from the mighty mass of Whippy Shore. I'm your host, Matt McCrae. You're listening to 88.9 CJMQ. This is your home for sports talk in the Eastern Townships. You're listening to The Show.
I woke up again this morning, and when you know it, pouring rain. I went and burned a pot of coffee, and like us, I poured it down the drain. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go. I know I said I wouldn't miss you, but now I'm saying I'm a fool. You're on the feel-good side of leaving, size empty bed, and I wish I had my arms around you, but I'll just dream of you instead. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go was wrong. Baby, I know.
I was in Sherbrooke now.
And that was the very talented Darius Rucker. Welcome back to the show. That was Comeback Song. Touching words in this pandemic era where sports are slowly making a comeback and we are slowly making a comeback into contact, observing the rules of social distancing, of course. As we make our way to our second segment, looking at that time, it is time for David Guetta. It is time for Sia. It is time for the titanium take of the townships.
I'm bulletproof, nothing to lose. Fire away, fire away.
for today's Titanium Take of the Townships. We just are going to use it to serve as a reminder. We have all kinds of crisis going on in the world today. The pandemic, protests going on, the police brutality, the rallies. This is a gentle reminder just to not forget the environment. Some people say we should study to become climate scientists so that we can solve the climate crisis. But the climate crisis has already been solved. We have all the facts and the solutions. All we need to do is wake up and change. This was the message that Greta Thunberg has been trying to share with us. People like David Suzuki, Bill Nye the Science Guy. We need to listen to what they've been saying. June 8th was World Oceans Day. Oceans act as the largest carbon sink on Earth. Oceans host 80% of life on the planet. Oceans provide half of the world's oxygen. Let's protect the ocean for this generation, for all that come after it. So we know the solution. We need to listen to the experts. Even big companies like IKEA just announced on Tuesday they put 1 million solar panels on their stores. They built 535 wind turbines, 2 solar parks. They plan to become climate positive by 2030. We have the solutions. Let's implement them. There's tons of information on social media. You can check out various hashtags on Twitter. Hashtag act on climate, hashtag climate, hashtag energy, hashtag climate strike, at Greta. I just went to see with the David Suzuki Foundation. They put an announcement on June the 8th as well, but it was more along the lines of the Black Lives Matter movement. I'll quote it for you here. Race-based discrimination has no place in the healthy, safe, and just equal world we're all collectively building together. And yet, the environmental movement has long lacked diversity. Here are some ways we are committing to making the change. And this is from the David Suzuki Foundation at David Suzuki FDN on June the 8th. Delivering anti-racism and anti-oppressional training for the entire team, starting with their leadership in an ongoing journey embedded in their culture, expanding their focus on inclusion and diversity in recruitment and the hiring processes, and listening to, learning from, and evaluating BIPOC voices from their staff, community, and movement in their communication channels. Again, that was from the David Suzuki Foundation. So we know there's a lot going on out there. What we just saw in the whales of the St. Lawrence with the humpback whale. So again, we're going to go to a terrible human being, but a good message and a good song back from the soundtrack of Free Willy back in the day. Here is Michael Jackson with Hold Me. And in the words of Kermit T. Frog, it's not easy being green. Hit my music.
I'm bulletproof, nothing to lose. Fire away, fire away. Ricochet, you take your aim. Fire away.
And fight till the end, but I'm only human.